May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, it's hard not to read the opening verses of Psalm 121 and not think about that scene in The Sound of Music where the nuns are helping the Von Trapp family escape from the Nazis when we first hear those few verses at the very beginning of Psalm 21 read aloud. And it's one of the more popular psalms that we read in the Bible. In fact, we even have a piece of stained glass here at St. George's, as you'll see this front one up here on your left, in which there's this lovely mountain with a little river running through it. And at the very bottom, it has that wonderful opening line about how we look to the hills. Where is our help to come from? It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I think it's important to remember that our help doesn't come from the hills, nor does it come from our best human efforts, the federal government, from the business world, or even from well-organized nonprofits. Our help is from the Lord, as the psalmist himself states from the very beginning of this psalm. The same God who made heaven and earth is the Lord who assists us and protects us when we need it most. Psalm 121 reveals a God who protects. And we know that God protects us because he is vigilant. Our God won't fall asleep on the job, as the psalmist notes. He has no need for slumber. Unlike the pagan gods who surrounded ancient Israel, the Lord isn't inaccessible during nap time, and nor is he tired because he went on some long journey. An omniscient and omnipotent God lacks neither power nor knowledge to help us and to keep watch over us. No evil will afflict us spiritually or physically when the Lord is looking out for us. How gracious is our God that he stands guard for us even when we are least aware of it. Not only because of his vigilance, we know that God protects us because he is near us. The psalmist describes God as being as close as the very shade at our right hand, the hand of blessing and favor. On this side of the cross, we even have God's presence dwelling within us individually and among us corporately as the body of Christ through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we read in another psalm, how there is nowhere on earth that we can go that God isn't present. God is omnipresent, able to meet us and see us anywhere. And there's nowhere in creation that we are outside of the service area of heaven, unlike trying to use your GPS in the other side of Lakewood Ranch. How marvelous is it to know that God is right there anywhere that you go. On top of the vigil that he keeps and the closeness that he maintains, we also know that God protects us because everything in creation is under his command. Neither the sun and the moon, nor the wicked foes that we might meet, earthly and spiritual, nothing that we encounter, visible or invisible, is beyond our loving Lord's purview. He made it all. He governs it all. And though he may permit some difficulties and temptations or disasters, he only does so to allow the most possible freedom for us and the most possible good to result. Now, it's good at this point to pause and consider the ancient world's mindset. Back then, they still carried a natural fear and awe over the elements and phenomena that they saw in the natural world. They weren't afflicted with a worldview like we are that tries to demythologize or explain away the deep mysteries of life and nature. And while I am all in favor of science, I am dead set against scientism, the misguided belief that holds that just because you can explain how something happens, you have no need to reflect on why it happens. Confusing mechanics with purpose or significance. This illogical predisposition is the root of many who espouse atheistic and agnostic worldviews. It's the default setting of our public discourse, since we've tried to force religious conviction into being just simply a matter of mere private belief instead of public truth. One of the great strengths of Christianity is that we tie our faith historically to verifiable events. We can look at the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus and evaluate it on its own merits. What an amazing God who comes down to our level in the incarnation, the birth and life of Christ. But not only that, also to our understanding and speaking to us in human language through the scriptures and in interacting with us, with his people throughout history. He even does his greatest miracle, the victory of Jesus over death itself, in a way that we can record it, confirm it through eyewitnesses who were willing to put their lives on the line to testify to it. I'm glad for God's willingness to enter into our analytical, run-of-the-mill lives. In doing so, he sanctifies what we take for granted. He reaffirms we can still look at things of both this world and the spiritual realm through a critical eye, yet still can come up with a worldview that is amazed and open to a God who consistently blows our mortal minds. How much we learn, no matter how much we learn, the more we realize there is so much more to consider, and the more we can then marvel at our Lord's magnificent handiwork. Ours is a God who creates, sustains, redeems, and ushers all things into their perfection in the person of Jesus Christ. How fantastic is it that there's nothing in this world that keeps our Lord from bringing his protecting power to bear in amazing and unexpected ways. In addition to his vigilance, nearness, and sovereignty, we know God protects us because he is with us all the way. We don't serve a God like the Nordic peoples used to, like Thor and Odin, who ultimately were to die when this world finally gets destroyed in a giant cataclysm. Nor do we serve primordial spirits like the animists who hope that the ghosts of their ancestors or the powers that they think are dwelling in nature are somehow remembered and thus appeased sufficiently enough to help us. We have a God whose existence is not limited by time itself. The Ancient of Days knows our coming out and our going in. The psalmist himself notes that. He's there from the very beginning of our lives and will be there at the end, is with us every step of the way in between, and ultimately promises to bring us from the limits of this world into an eternity where death is no longer even a thing. Our loving Lord isn't constrained by the bounds of time, whether we conceive of it linearly as in the West or cyclically in the East. He dwells beyond time, Thus God is able to bring about his good and perfect end for us who find ourselves subject to the ravages of time. We grow old, we age, we slowly can't do the things that we used to be able to do. We lose loved ones along the way. We face frightening questions that accompany mortality. What will happen to me? What will become of those I love? What legacy will I leave behind? Was everything I did and the time that I spent with everyone I knew worth all the effort? But God is beyond time and graces our limited existence with more importance than we could ever imagine or hope for. He created this temporary venue as a chance to learn how to experience the love of God and to share it as a proving ground for our souls as we expect to dwell in eternity. Our Father created this world as an opportunity to get to know Him and one another better so we might be ready to live forever in a world where life and love have no end. This short snippet of life that we experience now, hemmed in by a countdown beyond our control, is a way for us to taste and see that the Lord is good, so we might willingly come to love and trust Him and to enjoy Him. We have a God who loves us so much, He gives us the opportunity to get to know Him and enter into a relationship with Him willingly. He wants to woo our hearts, not merely bow our knees. And our Lord is able to do that effectively precisely because He can see the big picture from outside the limits of time. Our God can and does protect us. He watches over us. He's closer to us than our very breath. There's nothing beyond His control, however rough things may get. And He is right there with us every step of the way as He prepares us for a life that has no end. What an amazing God we serve. I'm more than happy to trust and serve such a God. Are you? Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in You, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us Your mercy, that with You as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.